Yes, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, that's interesting. One thing I didn't realize I was going to do, but when I found out about the frequencies for the ISS repeater going over, going past, you know, every now and then or several times a day or night, I got some apps that track the path of the ISS. And it wasn't a major goal of mine, but it was something I thought, well, if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't, especially with an attic antenna. And I got a vertical, so I don't have a dedicated beam towards a certain direction. So omnidirectional, you know, vertical up in the attic, and it compromised at that. And last summer, summer before, whatever it was, I actually worked, as you probably know already, but worked two people in New York and one in West Virginia. And I got that on a digital recorder, contacting through the ISS frequencies with a Doppler effect adjustment with two frequencies for that effect. And my goal was to get, let me reset here.